You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 4th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How urban financial structures erased black wealth. The scholarly world is currently experiencing a profound shift in perspective. Young scholar B. Libra Kafil recently released a groundbreaking 500-page research publication. The work is titled Black People Are Not Lazy, We've Just Been Set Up. The extensive research is quickly gaining massive viral traction across social media platforms. Kafil explores his shocking findings alongside his other works, including Capital in the City. The core argument of the publication is simple yet incredibly profound. The racial wealth gap is a deliberate feature of American financial systems. It is certainly not a result of individual financial habits or personal failures. Instead, urban financial structures actively target and suppress black wealth. People are finally discussing the actual history behind modern economic headlines. This deep dive uncovers the long timeline of financial architecture designed to exclude black Americans. The system operates precisely as intended by its original designers. The statistics clearly demonstrate a long history of deliberate economic exclusion. Kafil uses historical data to prove his controversial yet highly accurate hypothesis. He systematically dismantles the false narrative of personal financial irresponsibility. The author proves that systemic traps define the urban economic experience for minorities. The viral book changes how people discuss money, debt, and race. Furthermore, the extensive data provides undeniable proof of structural wealth extraction over time. The suppression of black wealth began immediately after the Civil War. Congress chartered the Freedmen's Savings and Trust Company in 1865. The bank intended to help newly emancipated people build permanent capital. At its peak, the institution held over $31 million in deposits. Over 70,000 black account holders trusted the bank with their life savings. However, white trustees soon betrayed that immense community trust completely. Leaders like Henry D. Cook used these deposits for speculative railroad investments. The Panic of 1873 subsequently destroyed the bank and its financial reserves. Trustees had illegally amended the charter to make risky loans without any collateral. Even the famous Frederick Douglass could not save the doomed institution. He discovered the bank was fundamentally ruined by rampant executive corruption. Consequently, depositors lost nearly $3 million with zero federal reimbursement. The Freedmen's Bank failure represented a catastrophic loss of capital for families. The resulting financial crash destroyed the economic foundation of entire southern communities. The loss of funds halted early economic progress completely for many. Generations inherited a deep skepticism of formal banking systems and government promises. The tragedy perfectly illustrates the historical struggles against involuntary servitude after the Civil War. During the 20th century, the financial setup transitioned directly to color-coded maps. The Homeowners Loan Corporation and the Federal Housing Administration institutionalized modern redlining. Mariner Eccles served as a central architect for these exclusionary policies. He helped draft housing laws requiring properties to exist in racially harmonious neighborhoods. Officials color-coded neighborhoods with black residents as red on official maps. They labeled these specific urban areas as highly hazardous for investment. Between 1934 and 1962, the federal government backed $120 billion in home loans. Less than 2% of those massive funds went to non-white families. The government essentially subsidized the creation of the affluent white middle class. Simultaneously, the system locked black families into urban centers with extremely high rent. The agency published official underwriting manuals to guide daily lending decisions. These documents explicitly warned against the infiltration of minority racial groups. Banks eagerly adopted these government guidelines to deny capital to minority applicants. Homeownership serves as the primary engine for building modern generational wealth. The government deliberately restricted this critical tool to white citizens only. Furthermore, the famous GI Bill of 1944 operated through strict local administration. This accommodated Southern segregationists perfectly during the post-war era. Local offices routinely denied Black veterans low-interest mortgages and basic college tuition. Planners steered them toward vocational schools instead of major universities. The government did not passively ignore Black neighborhoods during the 20th century. Policymakers actively destroyed thriving communities to extract valuable urban wealth. The Housing Act of 1949 authorized a controversial process called urban renewal. Planners systematically used this powerful policy to demolish historic Black neighborhoods. Critics famously referred to the destructive process structurally as Negro removal. The federal initiatives destroyed roughly 300,000 homes in these vulnerable communities. Officials often built massive highways directly through prosperous Black business districts. For instance, planners routed roaring highways through the Black Bottom in Detroit. The Federal Highway Act of 1956 structurally isolated these communities forever. The legislation represented a deliberate decision built directly into national infrastructure planning. The financial architecture forcefully displaced residents while destroying their local capital. This physical destruction mirrors the ongoing historical fights regarding African American labor. Planners aggressively targeted communities, showing clear signs of economic independence. The government claimed the right of eminent domain to seize valuable land. Officials justified the demolition by labeling the vibrant neighborhoods as blighted slums. However, these areas actually contained essential cultural and critical economic institutions. The destruction forced displaced families into overcrowded and severely underfunded public housing projects. Residents lost their homes, their businesses, and their primary engines of wealth creation. The government essentially bulldozed generations of equity into the dirt. Modern urban development often shifts the financial burden entirely onto the working class. Municipal debt markets frequently impose a severe racial tax on majority-minority communities. These neighborhoods face significantly larger credit spreads in the public bond market. Consequently, they pay an estimated $900 million in additional interest annually. The system forces them to pay higher rates to borrow for basic city infrastructure. Furthermore, cities consistently grant massive tax breaks to exceptionally wealthy developers. These lucrative subsidies usually cluster in already affluent and developed areas. As a result, cities lose essential revenue needed for public schools and healthcare. To cover high-interest debt, local governments raise property taxes on existing residents. Tax reassessments can jump by 128% in a single calendar year. This extreme socioeconomic inflation forces many families to urgently sell their homes. They essentially subsidize their own painful displacement from their home community. Financial institutions routinely assign lower credit ratings to majority Black cities. These unfair ratings force local governments to accept terrible borrowing terms immediately. The resulting downward spiral deprives neighborhoods of absolutely vital public services. Wealthy corporations manipulate the system to avoid paying their fair share entirely. The heavy burden always falls squarely on the most vulnerable working-class families. The system ensures that development harms rather than helps the original residents. Financial institutions now use advanced computer technology to deny necessary capital. Digital redlining represents the modern equivalent of racist color-coded maps. Banks rely heavily on artificial intelligence and complex machine learning. These black box algorithms replace human loan officers with hidden decision-making logic. The opacity allows discriminatory outcomes to persist completely unchecked by regulators. Consumers cannot easily interpret the complex neural networks deciding their financial fate. Furthermore, the algorithms learn from historical data shaped by decades of explicit redlining. The systems use seemingly neutral proxies like zip codes to determine risk levels. Zip codes correlate strongly with race due to intense historical residential segregation. Lenders use these proxies to deny loans without officially asking for race. Consequently, Black applicants face higher rejection rates despite having adequate personal income. The AI simply automates and propagates the bias of previous human generations. Programmers train these models using decades of inherently biased financial data. The software naturally assumes that historically marginalized areas always represent high risk. Lenders confidently hide behind the proprietary nature of their digital software. They claim the technology remains perfectly objective and entirely neutral. However, the exact opposite holds true in daily banking operations. This modern exclusion severely impacts the political experience of Black Americans. Monetary policy also plays a highly significant role in ongoing wealth suppression. Recent studies examine the hidden impact of federal interest rates on inequality. Long periods of low interest rates disproportionately benefit wealthy white households. The financial benefit stems from a mechanism known as the portfolio effect. White households hold almost 6 times as much financial wealth in public equities. They own significantly more stocks, corporate bonds, and lucrative real estate. Low interest rates naturally reduce borrowing costs for everyone in the market. However, this action rapidly drives up the prices of high-yield financial assets. Individuals who already own these assets see their wealth multiply incredibly fast. Conversely, Black families typically hold their limited wealth in less liquid forms. They rely more heavily on emergency cash savings and basic checking accounts. These accounts do not benefit from the rapid growth of high-end financial markets. Current policies under the Trump administration continue to rely on these financial mechanisms. Consequently, the wealth gap expands significantly during periods of sustained market growth. The Federal Reserve actively influences the distribution of national wealth every single day. The organization controls the most important levers of the modern American economy. When the central bank lowers interest rates, elite asset prices surge upward. Wealthy investors experience a massive suction pump of highly concentrated wealth. Owning a home does not guarantee equal financial growth for minority families. Appraisal bias acts as a major mechanism for modern systemic wealth extraction. The practice occurs when professionals systematically undervalue homes located in Black neighborhoods. These specific properties are often undervalued by up to 23%. Appraisers frequently compare them to identical homes in white areas to determine the gap. Evaluators commonly use unsuitable comparables to justify the significantly lower price. They select lower-valued homes from distant neighborhoods instead of nearby similar properties. This severe undervaluation traps homeowners in highly unfavorable loan terms immediately. It prevents families from refinancing their existing mortgages into lower interest rates. Homeowners subsequently pay thousands of dollars in excess interest over time. Furthermore, the bias limits access to vital home equity lines of credit. Families cannot use their equity to fund higher education or small business ventures. The system actively restricts the primary tools used to build middle-class wealth. The appraisal industry suffers from a severe lack of demographic diversity. The vast majority of professional appraisers are older white men. Their internal biases directly influence the valuation of Black-owned real estate. Homeowners frequently document shocking instances of this pervasive and damaging discrimination. Some families deliberately remove family photos from their homes before an appraisal occurs. They subsequently receive significantly higher valuations when hiding their actual race. Society frequently presents higher education as the ultimate equalizer for poverty. However, the data reveals a devastating education paradox for Black Americans today. Hard work and advanced degrees cannot overcome immense structural financial headwinds. Black college graduates actually hold more student debt than white graduates. Furthermore, they possess significantly less total wealth, despite their impressive academic achievements. Black students often lack a safety net of intergenerational family wealth. They must borrow heavily for basic living expenses during their college years. Following graduation, many perform reverse transfers to assist their struggling families. They send their income home instead of receiving wealth transfers to purchase property. Consequently, nearly 75% of black borrowers see their loan balances increase over time. Interest accumulates rapidly while they navigate lower wages in the job market. Students are forced to rely on high-interest graduate loans to survive. Education remains an essential pursuit, yet it fails to close the structural wealth gap. The student debt crisis disproportionately devastates highly educated black professionals. Young adults pursue higher education to escape poverty and build future stability. The system requires them to mortgage their futures to attend reputable universities. Predatory lenders happily provide high-interest loans to desperate young students. Upon graduation, the crushing monthly payments prevent them from buying starter homes. The evidence strongly supports the powerful claims made in B. Libra Kafil's publication. The provocative phrase, "Black people are not lazy, we've just been set up," represents factual reality. The suppression of black wealth relies on deeply entrenched structural inequality. A structural system produces discriminatory outcomes, regardless of individual personal prejudice. The bias is built directly into official rules and modern mathematical formulas. As of 2026, the median black household holds roughly $44,100 in net worth. Conversely, the median white household holds nearly $284,310 in total assets. For every dollar of white wealth, the median black household holds only 15 cents. Organizations like the National Community Reinvestment Coalition tirelessly fight this harsh reality. They monitor institutional capital flows and advocate for a truly just economy. The system requires complete transformation to dismantle these ongoing efforts to suppress economic power. Recognizing the deliberate financial architecture is the necessary first step toward justice. The 500-page publication demands immediate attention from modern policymakers and citizens alike. B. Libra Kafil provides the undeniable math behind the long historical injustice. The data absolutely destroys the pervasive myth of a colorblind American economy. True equality requires the complete dismantling of these predatory financial structures. The black community cannot simply budget its way out of structural oppression. The conversation must permanently shift from personal responsibility to systemic accountability. Copyright, African Elements.